This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love a good live music venue, and I'm so happy to hear that we're going to have another option coming up this summer. I'm thinking about those summer concerts and how much fun they are. Joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is the City of Shakopee Director of Development, Michael Kursky, and he has news about a venue that's going to change a little bit of the musical landscape. Michael, thank you so much for joining us. Love that there's going to be a new option. Tell us more about it and what you got going in Shakopee.
Good morning. Yeah, we're going to have a 19,000-seat amphitheater being run by Live Nation. It'll be opening late 2025, and we'll be offering a lot of acts that haven't come to the Twin Cities because there just has not been a large outdoor venue.
That's so fantastic. So when you talk about this many seats, are you talking, so it's late summer of 2025, right, that it's going to open?
Correct.
Okay. And so what can that mean to a community like Shakopee, the having people come out there and be a part and go to concerts at a venue like this?
Well, I think Shakopee's already an entertainment destination with, you know, live racing at Canterbury, the card room there. Valley Fair, Mystic, the Renaissance Festival. So we're used to people coming to our community. You know, our police force is used to handling big crowds. Canterbury gets over 20,000 people for their 4th of July and for Kentucky Derby Day. So we are an entertainment community. I think this just adds another, you know, destination for people in the Twin Cities.
Have you already started booking? Because you talk about a 19,000-seat venue. That's huge. So you're talking about some big acts.
Yeah, I mean, this is one of the first vertical amphitheaters, so if you're on the lawn, there's 8,000 seats kind of, or places to sit in the lawn area beyond the seating area. This, you're not going to be a mile away or so, you're going to be right on top of the acts because it's almost like a arena, but it's outdoors.
That's wonderful. And with Live Nation being a part of this, I would expect to see some pretty big name acts there.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big thing. Swervo, you know, runs the Armory in downtown, and they've had good experience with Live Nation. They really wanted to bring in a powerhouse to bring those large national acts to the Twin Cities. So I think this is a huge win for the Twin Cities.
It's huge. And then you think about the acoustics. So it's always nice in these outdoor venues and things. Huntington Bank Stadium, of course, Target Field. There's outdoor venues like that. And then there are smaller ones up in the North Metro as well and out in the St. Cloud area. How do you think, how have you all worked on and how have the developers worked on making sure the sound is good for this one?
So this is specifically constructed for music, so it's not, you know, a football or a baseball stadium being used for concerts. It's then designed 100% around the user experience, both from the people attending from a sound standpoint and from the artists kind of back of house so that they want to come back to this venue, that they have an excellent experience. I think Ned Abdul, that runs the Armory when he was designing the back of house, has heard from artists, you know, when you're on the road and day after day doing events, you really want to be able to relax and have a good experience behind the stage. So I think this facility behind the stage and in front of the stage will be state of the art for everybody.
Will we see any sort of musical meaning musical theater or anything like that? Or is it strictly concerts at this?
I think it's really going to be up to Live Nation to see what, you know, wants to come into this market that's been missing. But I think you'll definitely see a lot of the large national touring shows that have been skipping the Twin Cities.
Oh, that's kind of intriguing. What I really, in the description of this, so it sounds like you're going to get a beautiful view of the Minnesota River Valley on top of great acoustics and that vertical nature to it.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the benefits of the design being so vertical, you know, it's 110 feet at the roof level, stage is 75 feet tall. It's going to be a really envelop you when you're sitting in the venue. So you not only have great views, but you'll be surrounded by, you know, a great facility with great music, large video monitors. So everyone will have, you know, the best seat in the house.
When you think about the weather that we have in Minnesota, it's not fun. And this past spring, it was challenging. So how do you navigate that? Will, you know, will people, big acts, still want to come here to Minnesota knowing the kind of challenging weather we have?
Well, I think weather nationwide has been challenging. I mean, when we met with Live Nation, they have basically their own weather staff. And I think they only had to delay 3 or 4 concerts last year nationwide. So they stay on top of the weather. They have, you know, meteorologists on call 24/7 that are monitoring the weather. So that did not seem to be an issue. And a good piece of this facility is undercover. There's a large roof suspended over the stage area and the seating area. So I think that the other big thing is this venue has a lot of surfaces kind of under the seats. So if you look at that rendering, the whole backside is where you'll be going to get your food and drinks. So there's a lot of area on this facility there undercover.
Okay, that's good. Michael, good to talk to you, and we'll see who you're able to attract. we'll see who you're able to attract for this 19,000 capacity theater. It's going to be fun to see.
Looking forward to it. Yeah.
We'll be out there. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Michael Kursky, City of Shakopee Director of Development. Sounds exciting to me. Another outdoor venue for the Twin Cities and another reason to go to Shakopee. They got a lot of good things going out there.